Hi, everybody. The reason for the strange opening this week for the Dreams Unlimited Travel podcast is that we had a little bit of a glitch in this show. Some information that was originally included turned out to be incorrect, so we had to edit it out. Usually when we edit something out, we try to make it as seamless to you as possible, so you'll never know that there was an edit. But for this show, because it includes a count, what was going to be our 8 great reasons to visit Walt Disney World this summer, and everything had a number associated with us, there's going to be an obvious difference in the show. You're going to see us jump from number 2 to number 4. I wanted you to know that that was not a mistake, that we had to cut out a whole section, and I do apologize for the abrupt edit, and I hope you enjoy the show anyway. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Dreams Unlimited Travel podcast. My name is John Magi, and I will be your host. And in this episode, we're going to be talking about 8 great reasons to visit Walt Disney World this summer. I'm joined at the table by our panel of experts, consultant for Dreams Unlimited Travel, Tracy Heinrichs.
Hi, everyone.
Client services manager for Dreams Unlimited Travel, Kevin Close.
Howdy.
And myself. I don't know why I did that. I don't know what happened there. We are talking about some cool stuff that's happening this summer at Walt Disney World. This is tied into a promotion that Disney's doing to get you to come to Walt Disney World in the summer, and they're highlighting their summer events. Some of the things we're going to talk about are actually going to be ending soon. So we kind of fudged it a little bit, and we said, well, this still is something you could do if you wanted to come, say, May, early May. So we're going to get started. The first one is the biggie. The first one is Pandora. World of Avatar opens May 27th, 2017. This is what a lot of people are waiting for. They have been planning and digging and building and working and praying.
And wishing and hoping.
Wishing and hoping. So that's exciting news. Everyone's waiting for that to happen. However, from a travel standpoint, from someone who wants to come to Walt Disney World, there's actually some perks for staying in a Walt Disney World hotel. Tracy, do you want to tell us what the perks are for a guest staying in a Walt Disney World property?
Well, the biggest, I think, are the extra magic hours. So having access to this area when non-Walt Disney World guests don't. So, for example, I think they're doing, what are the dates? May 27th through to July.
July 4th.
Yeah. They're doing extra magic hours from 11 at night to 1 in the morning. And these are, you know, exclusive to those staying on a Disney-owned resort. So on-site is what I meant to say. I don't know why I messed that up there. So that's the biggest perk, is being able to do that.
And also, the other thing, too, is before you go on, I just want to say, that's in addition to the regular extra Correct. Magic hours for Animal Kingdom. So Pandora will be open mm-hmm. in the morning for 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. twice a week for resort guests. Plus, you get to go at night. And I think the reason for that is this is a nighttime area. They're touting this as stuff will glow and light up.
Right. I think it's, you know, it's going to be, people are going to like it all day, but it's going to be extra special at night.
It's going to have that wow factor.
I know for our trip after May 27th, when Pandora opens, we've planned twice. We've planned to be there during the day to do some things, and then we've also booked our fast passes another night to be there after dark, because I think it's going to be a different experience, and I'm interested to see both. And I have to say, I have not seen the movie. I don't really have a lot of interest in it. I will try to see the movie before I go to the area, but I'm still excited about this. When I see, you know, what it looks like they've done with this. It was similar for me with Harry Potter. I had never seen Harry Potter before, but I can appreciate what's happening in that land. And I think it's going to be the same thing with Pandora. It looks fantastic.
I agree.
When you have Joe Rohde involved, I mean, really, it's,
how could you
I think
go
it's
wrong?
Going to be exciting. So really good. And there are, there are 2 fast pass attractions that you can. So other resort guests also have been able to book those for, you know, for a while now. I think we were pretty well at the 60-day when they released them. So being able to, you know, to book the fast passes. You can only book one or the other right now. But with those extra magic hours at night from 11 to 1, I don't think it's going to be an issue. I think on-site resort guests are going to get to do the attractions they want to do.
I wasn't interested in when they were building Harry Potter. And to be perfectly honest with you, I wasn't excited about it till I saw it.
Right.
And then once you're there, it's immersive. And yeah. Even though I still didn't it didn't make me want to go watch movies. I did enjoy being there. So I think I have seen Avatar. So I think this will be interesting.
I also think, too, you've got, whether or not you're a Pandora fan, this place is going to be crowded. Yeah. People are going to want to see it because it's new and it's Disney and it's a whole land. So having the extra magic hours, having the idea to make fast passes.
Somebody compared it huge. To Splash Mountain. That you can enjoy Splash Mountain without really having seen the movie.
I did that. That was mine.
You were the somebody I was talking about. Right. I just didn't want you to get a big head.
Really? All right. Does anything else you want to say about that? Any other swollen body part you want to make fun of before I move on? All right. Our second story, our second reason to visit. Tracy, stop being weird.
Just really small elbows.
Our second reason to visit this summer is we have the Music of Pixar Live. This is starting May 26th of 2017. Let's see if I've got some information on that. Let's see what they're saying about this. Celebrate over 20 years of lyrical brilliance with music that's made cinematic history. And this is going to be... Where is this going to be, Tracy? Hollywood Studios.
This is going to be Hollywood Studios. It's going to be in the same theater where they do Beauty and the Beast.
Correct.
I think there's going to be three performances a night. As of now, I haven't heard whether or not it's going to be there's going to be fast passes for it. I don't believe there will be, but I'm not sure on that.
Isn't this the one where they're going to have a live orchestra?
Yep. They are. I actually think, and I could be wrong on this, so if I am, email kevin@dreamslimitedtravel.com. I could be wrong on this, but I think it's the same. This symphony tour has traveled. Like, it's been a traveling tour because I've seen something like this advertised in other cities.
Didn't they do it at the Hollywood Bowl?
Sure.
But I think this is something that I'm really looking forward to this.
I am too.
It's
going to be a live orchestra. It's going to be screens. They're going to be showing stuff behind it. Apparently it ends with a giant sing-along where everybody can sing along with their friends.
Okay, no, I'm not interested.
No, you're not interested if it's group participation. Again, starts May 26th. They didn't give us an end date for it, so it might be ongoing.
I think this sounds like fun.
I do too, and I think each show is probably about, it sounds to me that about to be about 30 or 40 minutes. It's definitely going to be on my list.
Theater of the Stars at Disney's Hollywood Studios, nightly performances, length is approximately 40 minutes. Early arrival is recommended as seating fills up quickly, and of course you have to have valid theme park admission to go. So something to look forward to, and again, you know, there's always those extras. There's always those things that Disney does that throws in that they don't really have to do to make your stay more enjoyable. Absolutely. All right, another biggie coming up. There's a lot of people looking forward to it. The new Happily Ever After fireworks show is coming to the Magic Kingdom May 12th. This is replacing Wishes and whatever the other things are that they do, whatever they've called it now. Fireworks shows. Why are you looking at me like that?
Because you're talking.
Oh, right. experience the grandest.
I feel like I shouldn't be here right now.
Well, when Tracy talks, I look at her.
Experience the grandest of finales to your Disney day with the newest, most spectacular fireworks show in the history of the Magic Kingdom Park. That's a lot of hyperbole. You're building it up really big.
I'm really, 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 really looking forward to this. In my head, and I could be wrong, it's going to be a lot like what they're doing in Disneyland Paris. I found when we saw the nighttime show there, when I had seen it, I said, I think this is the best I've seen Disney do in a nighttime show. I found with the projections and all of that, this kind of sounds like it's in the same kind of idea. So I'm really excited for this. We actually, for our trip, when we're down for the 20th, we booked a fireworks dessert party. So that we could see it. So I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a good one.
I do too. It sounds to me like it's more focused on movie stuff.
Right.
Rather than being, you know, themed around a certain thing. It seems like they're really going to push the movie things. Happily Ever After starts with a dream and takes an unforgettable journey that captures the heart, humor, and heroism of many favorite Disney animated films, including Aladdin, Big Hero 6, Brave, Frozen, The Hunchback of Notre Dame, The Incredibles, The Lion King, The Little Mermaid, Moana, Mulan, Tarzan, I don't know why I did that, The Princess and the Frog, Toy Story, Up, Wall-E, Wreck-It Ralph, and Zootopia.
Wow.
So bring in some of the newer Disney films as well. And
one of the best things I saw was in Disneyland Paris when they did the projection show. They did the Hunchback swinging from spire to spire, which was just breathtaking. I had never seen anything like that. That was really new to me at the time. It was really enjoyable.
This 18-minute show features lasers, lights, and projections more than any other fireworks spectacular in the history of the Magic Kingdom Park.
It sounds like what they did with the Star Wars fireworks at Hollywood Studios, where that sort of immersive experience.
There's going to be rooftop pyro, state-of-the-art projection, brilliant lasers and immersive lighting, and the reason why I'm having trouble is because my monitor is really dark. I'm having trouble reading it. And a stirring score, so they're going to be playing all the music from.
My computer has a little button that you can make it go lighter.
Oh, but if I do that, then it reflects on my glasses, and I look possessed. So I didn't want to look possessed for the show, if that's okay with you guys.
So they're saying the show is going to be about 18 minutes long. That sounds like a lot to be in an 18-minute show.
I thought
so
it was long.
Yeah, I think it's going to be action-packed. I mean, there's all of these movies, all these characters.
Well, Wishes was heavily fireworks.
It was.
And as terrible as it sounds and as spoiled as it sounds, you get 18 minutes into fireworks, you think, okay, I'm done.
Well, it's also, I think it's a Central Florida thing. Because, you know, fireworks to other people, oh, I get to see fireworks while I'm on vacation. Fireworks happen every single night here.
Right.
So you can't drive through the area at that time of night without seeing fireworks somewhere. I think we become a bit jaded by it.
Do you know what I wonder about this show as well? You know, when you're talking about fireworks cruises, or you're talking about seeing the fireworks after you've had dinner at California Grill, I wonder with a lot of the projections being on the castle, if that's going to change the experience at all for these outlying areas where people typically are watching.
I mean, I'm sure you'll be able to see stuff going on the castle, but it's not going to be as crisp and clean if you're not on Main Street looking at it.
It'll be interesting to see.
Well, people get excited about seeing, people talk about being able to see illuminations from their hotel room. And you'd only get to see the fireworks portion of that.
Yeah, that's true.
That is true. All right. Moving on to number five, Frozen Summer Games, returning to Blizzard Beach, May 26, 2017. I have never done this before, but this is something they did last year at Blizzard Beach, and it's themed around Olaf and the other guy. Who's the other guy from Frozen?
Kristoff.
Kristoff, yeah, that's it.
Look
good
at you.
You. Good for you.
Look at you.
I can't remember where I parked the car, but I can remember stuff like that.
This is, again, Kristoff and Olaf. And during their visit to the Winter Park, guests can choose teams. My apologies. You could be on Team Kristoff or Team Olaf and participate in Frozen-themed activities, including the ice pail relays. Excuse me, snowball toss or ski pole limbo. Not for me. Not something I want to do, but if you're coming.
You don't want a limbo?
I do not want limbo.
It's one of those things. I'm not a fan of water parks in general. You know, I've been, but it's whatever. But I think this is, it's kind of neat to have other activities besides just, you know, you're waiting in line, you're getting on a slide. But don't you feel like they could say it's, you know, it's, we're going to do a great activity this summer. It's called Frozen Picking Up Trash in the Magic Kingdom.
And
really? Right. And it would be a success and
please
everybody
do not
would
give
be
them
there.
Ideas.
So, you know, like.
See that wrapper?
Know.
Let it go.
Pick up 4 pounds of trash and we'll give you a baseball card.
you did not say that.
Maintenance men of the Magic Kingdom.
Yeah.
And they get a little card and things happen.
Exactly. I better patent that before somebody steals it.
You should. This also sounds to me like more for kids, for littler kids, I should say that. It sounds like it's something to sort of keep them busy while other folks are on the big slides and rides and things like that. So
I also wonder that if it's, you know, doing something like this in the summer when the water parks are busier. It kind of helps disperse the crowds a little bit.
Yeah, probably keep you off the lines, getting on the big slides and things. And again, this to me falls into the Disney doesn't have to do this.
Right.
They're going to get people in anyway. This isn't going to attract people to the water parks. It's going to be more about what can we do to make their stay more pleasurable and their time in the water park more
sort fun. Sort of like a value added. I think.
Yeah. For sure. All right, number six. Sounds like summer concert series. This takes place every year. We don't have dates or performers for this year yet, but we know that it's going to happen again in 2017 for sure. And this happens at Epcot, usually all of June into the beginning of July. And they have, you know, people you might know.
Isn't this usually the tribute bands?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I don't know who those people are.
Yeah, like last time was Salute to the Eagles, Salute to Boston, Fleetwood Mac, a tribute.
There was a group called Slippery When Wet who did Bon Jovi.
Right.
Staying Alive is doing the Bee Gees. So usually three shows a night, so you can always get into them and enjoy them, or you can just sort of hang out around World Showcase and listen to them.
The Are They Still Alive concerts usually happen in the fall.
Right? Exactly. That's usually those, the flower the power.
Food, the food and wine or flower power and the meat. Yeah.
And then on July 4th, they usually add a few extra shows. So if you're here for a busy holiday weekend, you can enjoy that. But yeah, we know it's coming back. We just don't have specifics as to dates and or performers yet. All right. Moving on to number seven in our list of eight great reasons to visit Walt Disney World this summer. The 2017 Epcot International Flower and Garden Festival, March 1st through May 29th, 2017. Again, something that's ending soon, unfortunately, so you would have to travel fairly quickly to experience that and take part in it. But it's always worth mentioning.
The good news about this is that the flowers have matured now. So Epcot looks to be in full bloom. Usually when Flower and Garden starts, the plants are not quite mature yet. But it's at towards the end of Flower and Garden, they really start to look spectacular.
I agree.
And this is something, if you didn't get in on it this year, it is something they do annually. And I do believe this is an event that people will plan a trip around. I have a lot of clients who book a trip specifically to come for Flower and Garden. Two or three years ago maybe, they added the food booths. So not to the same level as Food and Wine, but I think that was a nice touch, you know, in looking
at it. Absolutely.
Yeah. So this is, we usually try to come at least once during its run. And I think definitely worth playing a trip. Like I said, if you didn't make it for this year, or if you happen to be coming, you're going to enjoy a little bit of it. It may be something to consider for next year. The dates are usually about the same as what they are this year.
And this is, you know, these are the performers. Hang on a second. I lost what I was doing here, but Kevin mentioned that this also has live bands and such. And I was just looking to see who was left for the year. And I believe Berlin is coming. Hang on a second. I'm doing it now. Berlin featuring Terry Nunn, April 30th through May 1st. So that's probably going to be passed by the time this show goes up. Starship with Mickey Thomas. The Guess Who.
Ooh,
Herman's Guess Hermit who? Starring Peter Noon. And the Spinners. So all that's coming up in May, so you still have an opportunity to experience some of that. The other great thing about Flower and Garden Festival is always extra tours you can do and extra experiences and dinner packages, special dining things. So always a lot to do for sure. So that's the actual events that are coming up for the summer that we wanted to highlight. But we do have one more thing we want to add to our list. This is why it's eight things.
I was going to say, you got to come up with one more.
We got to come up with one more. Let me think about it. Something that's happened this year that has not happened, I don't know if it happened last year or not, but it's not something that's regular for Disney, is that there are some pretty big package and room-only discounts out for the summer. Usually Disney doesn't have to entice people to come in the summer because it's, you know, kids are out of school and that's when vacations happen. So they've got some summer discounts going on, and we want to make sure people are aware of these and they can still take advantage of them. I know our agents are still finding discounts and availability for new clients. So I think it's still something that's an option for them. There's a summer vacation package. Includes four nights stay in a standard room at Disney's All-Star Resort and four-day Magic Your Way base tickets for as low as $1,962. Those are available from June 11th through August 31st, 2017. So again, these are discounts that are through the whole summer.
These are prime summer.
Yep. And now Avatar's opening up. So you're talking about the added bonus of a discount during a pretty cool event. There's another discount that's May 28th through August 31st, which is tied to Pandora. It's part of their marketing. And let's see, book by July 14th, 2017. Again, minimum night stay, tickets have to be included in the package. So there are definitely some opportunities out there. Teresa, did you want to talk about these packages at all and what we're finding?
Yeah, I would say that we have seen summer discounts in the past, but they've always been sporadic in their availability. So it's just been a little bit here, a little bit there to kind of fill space. We're noticing this year, especially a little bit last year, there's a lot more availability. So I'm still having clients booking these summer rates, and we're finding, you know, availability may not always be their first choice, but we're finding resort availability. You know, we're still able to get some dining booked. So I think, you know, there's still some deals out there. Now, keep in mind, these discounts are off of summer prices. So, you know, if you're expecting this is going to be a great discount off of what you're used to paying in January, you may be disappointed. But if you think about, for those people who have to travel during the summer, having these discounts, and they vary by resort and by category. So, you know, you'll see the advertising or the promotions up to 25%. Your particular resort may not be that, but there's still a lot of availability for the summer. So if you're thinking about it, we also should say at the time we're recording this, there has only been free dining rumors. We do not have any firm dates. We don't know if it is being released. If it is, what it's available. There's some talk that it might cover the last part of the summer. At this point, we don't know what's happening. But
there's also I mentioned two package promotions. There's also a room-only promotion. Tracy mentioned this, up to 25% off, specifically targeting deluxe resorts, deluxe villas resorts, and moderate resorts. If you wanted to go to a value resort, they're saying up to 20% off for
now,
those.
What's happening with the room-only discounts and the package discounts, they're basically the same discount. So Disney frames it differently, makes it look like there's different promotions and discounts, but the actual dollar off is off the resort portion of the trip. So if you book a package, you're not getting a discount on the dining, you're not getting a discount on the tickets in this particular promotion. So it is a discount off of the room portion, but just because it says a room discount does not mean we can't make it a package. We can still add tickets, we can still add dining. So it's the room discount is what's dictating. And they'll call it different things. They'll have three different names for the same promotion. Usually the same inventory. Sometimes the inventory can change a little, but generally speaking, the dollar off is the same.
Exactly. So just want to reiterate, these are for May 28th through August 31st, 2017. Dates vary a little bit depending on the promotion, as Tracy mentioned, and book by July 14th, 2017. So still available out there if you want it. All right. Well, I hope we've enticed you all to come and visit Walt Disney World in the summer. It's hot. We're not going to lie to you. It's going to be hot no matter what happens. So keep that in mind and make sure you're prepared for a summer visit. I forgot what I was going to say.
Stay hydrated.
Stay hydrated.
Can we talk a couple minutes about preparing for a summer visit?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think we had done this in one show, but it might be worth reviewing. You know, one of our biggest plans for summer visits is to be planned to be up early in the morning. So we get up early and we'll head to the parks early. We may or may not do extra magic hours in the morning. But we try to get as much as we can done in the morning so that by maybe after lunch, 12 or 1 o'clock, we're out of the park. In that mid-afternoon time, you know, at hottest 2 to 4 or 5, we might be back at the resort either enjoying the air conditioning or the pool, and then heading back out again in the evening. Also in the summer, the hours tend to be longer, tend to be higher crowds, so you can do that a little bit. You can go in the morning, take a break in the afternoon, and stay later in the evening. And this may be different than your family's normal schedule, but it's vacation. So, you know, if you can beat the heat that way, if leaving the park isn't an option for you for whatever reason, and then in the afternoon, try to find those, kind of get an idea before you go of each park. What are the inside things? What are the air conditioned things I can do? You know, the Magic Kingdom, it might be, you know, we try to save Mickey's PhilharMagic for the middle of the afternoon. Maybe we're going to ride the
Carousel Mover. Progress or.
Yeah, Carousel Progress. Yeah, I was thinking of the thing in the top, TTA.
It's so the People Mover.
People Mover, yes. So, you know, just so we try to do those kinds of things, you know, during the afternoon when it's the hottest. So, you know, there's things that you can do. Know that it's hot. Prepare for it's hot. Kevin had mentioned hydrating. So important.
And sunscreen.
sunscreen.
All you have to do is walk around and you stand behind the woman who her back is bright red and you can see the straps of her bathing suit or whatever tank top she was wearing. You really have to sunscreen. Somebody posted on Twitter, one of our friends from New Zealand said, you never really understand the benefits of sunscreen until later in the day and you see where you missed.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Trust me.
So, thank you, Paula.
Yeah, hi, Paula.
Along with what Tracy said, one of the things we've always done is when you're walking through the parks, go through the shops. Mm-hmm. Go through the air-conditioned shops. Stay out of the sun. Find the shaded areas. But always take that extra opportunity to cool off. And I also want to point out something else. And please don't write to me and yell at me and say you know this already. But understand that your child in the stroller is probably 5 degrees hotter than you are. They're closed in. They're not getting the breeze. You know, they may be shaded with something over them, but take care, good care of those kids because you see that all the time. With you must think that kid's like a little baked potato
and
in there.
Keep them hydrated. I can say, attest to the fact we had my two nephews down for our wedding many years ago now, and both of them ended up dehydrated and sick because my brother and sister-in-law underestimated just how much fluid they had to give them. So keep them hydrated. And keep them hydrated with water-based liquids. Like milk may not be a great idea to keep them hydrated right, on a hot summer day. And again, I'm not, believe me, I'm the last person to give parenting tips. That's not the goal. It's just kind of a reminder because right. There's a lot going on.
There's also the cranky factor.
Yeah.
When it's crowded and hot and you are bumper to bumper with other people,
tensions seem to be a little bit.
Yeah. I get cranky. I think most people do. So
and I know you want to leave in the after. You don't want to leave, and you want to get everything in. If you can go with the mentality where you're probably not going to get everything in, but you're going to really enjoy what you do get in, I think that can go a long way.
20
as well.
Minutes better. In the shade with a cold bottle of water is also refreshing.
I also want to remind folks that any. Fast food kiosk, any place where they're selling drinks, they will give you a glass of water for free, a glass of ice water for free. All you got to do is go up and ask for it.
Disney's also really good about selling things to cool you down. The Mr. Fans, that kind of thing. There's absolutely nothing that says you can't bring that from somewhere else. So,
people do it all the time. They go to Walmart and they bring the cheaper ones into the parks for sure.
Cooling towels for your neck and stuff.
And the ones that are filled with little gel beads that you... Yeah.
I think one of the most important things is to be aware of it because you're having fun and you're out there and you're doing stuff and you don't really realize how hot you've gotten or how dehydrated you've gotten until it's too late. So we want everybody to have a fun, safe vacation for sure.
I'm going to add one other thing.
Okay.
And I'm not going to be indelicate.
Uh-oh.
Bring powder with you.
The kid from that movie?
No.
I know where you're going with it. If you're a person, I think everybody, that's good advice. But if you're a person of size,
just say it. Talcum powder, baby powder, something to keep
yourself
lubricated.
Gold Bond sometimes.
It makes things not rub.
Right.
Right. Another great product for making things not rub is Body Glide. It looks like runners use it, and it looks like a stick of deodorant. And you could use it on your feet to avoid blisters. You can use it in other areas that might rub. And it's actually a really good product that could help that. And you'll know the guys especially who didn't use Body Glide by the way they're walking.
And gingerly those, down
yeah,
Main Street,
exactly.
As we do,
yeah. And those of you who have been through this will know exactly what I'm talking about. There'll be a whole slew of other users, but like, what are they talking about? You don't need it. You can ignore the last 30 seconds.
If when you stand, people can see between your thighs.
Yeah.
You don't need it. You cannot see between mine. They touch. Powder or something like that will make you a happier park visitor.
I think we should put that as our 9th reason to visit this summer. Walk behind Kevin.
I want to slide the next time for that one.
Or want to slide for it?
Let's go to the park and see who didn't powder.
Yeah. There you go. Common sense. Just use some common sense. Please, please, please stay safe.
It'll work on your kids too. It'll keep them cooler and it helps absorb sweat.
If you're someone who's perhaps elderly, you want to make sure you take extra care with them for sure.
Extra care because they dehydrate even quicker.
Yeah. There are places, there are first aid centers in all of the theme parks. Please take advantage of those if you feel you need it, for sure. Disney's more than welcome to, more than happy to help you out in cases like that. All right, anything else we need to tell folks about the summer? Do we mention, even though it hasn't been raining here this summer, we want to talk about storms?
Yeah, it's not unusual to have afternoon storms during the summer here in Central Florida, and they can be biblical. They usually are not long-lasting, but they come pretty hard and they come pretty fast. The other thing that we have to talk about is lightning. Orlando, Central Florida, has a huge lightning strike number. If they tell you, if you see a storm coming or you see that ominous black cloud, it's not uncommon to have thousands of lightning strikes in a small area in a very small time. Take shelter. It's every year someone is hurt by this. Just be safe.
One of the strange things about these summer squalls in Florida, if you're from the Northeast or you're from someplace where it's a little bit cooler weather, rain tends to cool things off other places, not here in Central Florida.
No, because it hits the hot ground and makes steam.
Right, exactly. Makes it like a sauna. So people are going to go, oh, it's going to cool off after the rain. No, it's
as long as we're talking about rain, we are having a really desperate lack of rain at the moment. I saw a slide on the news the other night that we're almost 8 inches in the deficit. We haven't had rain in a long time here, so pretty much all open fires, open flames. They're asking people to be careful with cigarette butts in Central Florida. The fire risk is very high.
Yeah, the campgrounds have no fires are allowed in the campgrounds this time.
We're also having there are water restrictions on when you can water your lawn. They're just asking people to be cautious. That is going on right now.
So please, please, please come and visit us in the summer. We want to see you in the parks. Well, not me. I don't want to see you in the parks. But I'm sure Disney will want to see you in the parks for the summer. So that'll do it for the show. We hope we've enticed you to come and visit this summer. And we hope we gave you some good ideas for what to do and perhaps save some money. We hope you all at home. We thank you. I thank everyone for listening and watching. I thank you guys here for participating and helping out. And I hope everyone at home has a great week, and we hope you have a great vacation.